be our post office there. Up to Castle Hill.
Herb Diederichsen grew up in Sitka Village and went to Sheldon Jackson when it was still a training school for Alaska Natives in the 40s. He's seen the town undergo all sorts of changes in his lifetime, from the physical landscape to its role in global shifts between war and peace to race relations. He hasn't stood on the sidelines, though. In fact, he's never been one to stand on the sideline.
I became the mailman, and I used to run town all the time. We didn't realize what was happening. We were training for track.
Herb ran for Sheldon Jackson School. He ran fast.
At that time, I was a pretty good athlete. Track, I was a good track man. One time, I did 10 flat on 100.
It was Herb's speed on the basketball court that most affected his life. Lots of people recognized his talent. It got him quite a reputation in Sitka Village. Tlingit elders watching him play in high school gave him a new name, Chief Sea Hands, because his hands seemed to see the ball. Herb played basketball in the early days of the gold medal tournament. He played with the Navy, too. Sports allowed him to form a connection with athletes in Sitka and elsewhere who came from different backgrounds. What was missing, though, was a connection back to the stories he heard growing up about Tlingit culture.
We missed out on that part of life, you know, gotta be a warrior. If you're gonna be a warrior, you have to follow these rules. Those guys are toughened up, you know. I was told those stories. We kind of wanted to go and see what it would be like to have to go through that, you know. We went up Indian River and found a deep hole there, and we built a fire on one side of the river, and we walked across to jump into the water the other side, and there's three of us. We were going to all go in together. So on a 1, 2, 3, we'd go, and one guy's going to bug off, and I grabbed him and pulled him in with me. When your head hits that cold water, just like a little melon, you know, and of course you're jumping up and down. We had made a whip out of alder branches. He had the whip, and he hit me with it. And of course, left big welts there and drew a little blood. I immediately grabbed the whip and I hit him, and I saw what happened to him. And then we stopped right there, you know. And I said, whoa. I said, I'm glad we didn't have to go through that training, you know. That
Herb would want to discover his limits is a testament to his character. By contemporary standards, his work life was backbreaking. He worked in a sawmill, fish house, and was the straw boss in a cannery. He also crewed Andrew Hope's seiner for 12 years. Promotion in those days meant not setting the heavy seine net by hand.
I was what they call a skiff man. And then we had the first power skiff in Sitka. Andrew Hope built that. In 2 weekends we did that.
So before then, would you row the seine?
Yeah, well, yeah. We had to use the oars, you know. I wasn't, you know, at that early age, I wasn't that strong, but, I can hold those oars out.
How old were you?
15, yeah.
Nowadays, Herb and his wife, Polly, who have been married for 59 years, stick together. Sometimes traveling around the world, sometimes driving around the town they've both seen evolve through the years.
We don't want to lose you, you know.
In Sitka, I'm Diana Savrin.